This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. To hear Kirtland Air Force Base officials tell it, the cleanup of a decades-old jet fuel spill in southeast Albuquerque is going great. Their pump-and-treat system is shrinking a major swath of the pollution in the city's aquifer. But as Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, there's a long history of distrust between the military and the community on this project, and there's still a lot more to clean up.
Mike Richardson carries a red cooler full of water sampling equipment into a small building filled with mechanical buzz.
Okay, that's the wellhead. So the well is straight down from that motor.
Richardson is a water quality supervisor with the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. We're in the International District at one of the 7 drinking water wells around Kirtland Air Force Base. His team tests these 7 every month for contaminants.
Okay, they're the first ones that are going to see anything. So those are the ones we sample with that.
The jet fuel started leaking into the ground near here as early as the 1950s. The leak was discovered and stopped in the late 90s, but it released a bunch of toxic components. The one that's caused the most concern is called ethylene dibromide, EDB, but there are others too. None of the contaminants from the plume have ever been detected in Albuquerque's drinking water wells.
How's everything look?
Pretty normal.
That's thanks to the pump and treat system that Kirtland started running in 2015. Base officials say they've removed more than 80% of the EDB from the area closest to city water wells.
If that is true, that is great news.
County Commissioner Maggie Hart Stebbins is a longtime board member for the Water Utility Authority. They've been keeping a close eye on the Kirtland cleanup for years.
We are not absolutely confident that what they're telling us is accurate.
Hart Stebbins says a few years ago, water utility staff were able to participate in the nitty-gritty of the cleanup planning. They'd sit down with base officials and other experts to decide what sampling data was needed, how to model where pollution might be, where to drill monitoring wells, and so on. She says the water utility dedicated a lot of resources to that complicated decision-making process.
This is an art, and it's a science, and we have often provided the technical expertise that really helped choose the optimal solution.
But since 2017, Hart Stebbins says that's changed. She's not the only Water Utility Authority official that told me Kirtland is no longer doing the same kind of consulting with them before making decisions.
Our expertise is not really being respected in the process, and that's a concern.
The State Environment Department is the regulator for the cleanup. Their chief scientist, Dennis McQuillan, says he doesn't share the Water Utility Authority's concerns about their losing a seat at the table. But he does raise a red flag about one particular decision Kirtland made this spring.
In March, I had asked the Air Force to initiate a discussion of the feasibility of putting in a 5th extraction well.
The extraction wells are the ones carrying contaminated groundwater to that celebrated pump and treat system. McQuillan wants Kirtland to consider drilling another one to pull from a different section of the plume. Kirtland agreed to look into it, but then about a month later announced that the next new extraction well would have to wait until something like 2023 when they complete a final cleanup plan. McQuillan says that's not how it's supposed to work.
You know, we're the regulator, and we were surprised to hear that. This unilateral declaration doesn't sit right with us.
The Air Force's senior advisor for this cleanup is Kate Linus. She says Kirtland is going above and beyond what's required for public input and says they're doing everything by the book.
We are just like any other party doing a cleanup under this type of permit issued by a state regulator. We are not the bully here. We're not the big dog in the room. We don't control this process.
Kirtland does control certain aspects of the process. They decide what their raw data means, they decide what cleanup measures to propose, and they can accept or ignore suggestions from the Water Utility Authority or other stakeholders. They submit their work plans to the state, and it's up to the Environment Department to consider any public comments before approving those plans. There's still a whole section of contamination in southeast Albuquerque that Kirtland has not addressed yet, 20 years after the spill was discovered. The next public meeting about the cleanup is scheduled for late July.
And that was KUNM's Hannah Colton. Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.